in contemplation. I direct my mind or my focus. I put my focus on myself, on the self, on the changeless awareness that I am, the pratyek atma, the innermost self. One that is self-shining. And often I keep my mind focused on myself through the repetition of a phrase like Anandoham, I am Ananda. Knowing what the mean, what the word Ananda or fullness means, if I say Anandoham, my mind resolves into Ananda, the Ananda which is the nature of myself. I can say Nityoham, I am free from time. If I understand, I've recognized myself at the time of teaching as being free from time, Nitya. When I say Nityoham, my mind resolves into the timeless nature of myself. Then I can say asangoham, I am a sangha. Means I am unattached. Nothing touches me. Nothing interacts with me, changes me. I am a sangha. But when I say I am a sangha, as true as that is, nothing touches me, changes me, impacts me. I remain constant, whatever the experiences of the world may be, the experiences of my mind, the experience of my body, the experience of my perceptions. Nothing touches me. I remain constant. Asanga. But when I say asanga, I am asanga. I am unattached. That implies an other. Is the clay a sangha unattached to the pot? Is it a sangha in a clay pot? Is the clay a sangha? Not really. because there is nothing there but clay. There's no second thing to be detached from. This is why we have to be able to say, to recognize, to see at the time of meditation also. I am free. I am changeless. I remain always untouched, timeless. And at the same time, I am the very truth, the self of my mind. To the degree that the mind can say, I am the self. The emotion can say, I am the self. The body can say, I am the self. In the same way that the pot can say, I am clay. It is true and not true. It's mitya. The pot is clay, but the clay does not have an attribute called pot. The mind is the self, but the self is totally free. I am both a sangha, in reference only to the mitya, but I am also the whole. experience, and I am free of my experience. I am my experiences, and I am free of my experiences. I am my emotions, and I am free of my emotions.